Welcome to the GCSE Computer Science Revision Podcast. I'm your host, and today we are diving deep into one of the most important topics in your entire course, programming. Whether you love writing code or find it a bit tricky, this episode is going to give you everything you need to walk into that on-screen assessment feeling confident and prepared. So grab a pen, maybe a cup of tea, and let's get started. Right, let's begin with the big picture. Programming in GCSE computer science is all about your ability to design, write, test, and refine programs using Python 3. The examiners want to see that you can solve problems by breaking them down. That's called decomposition. And that you can write clean, readable, working code. This is assessed in a 2-hour on-screen assessment, so you'll actually be typing code into an IDE. That means practice is absolutely essential. Now, let's go through the core concepts you absolutely must know. First up, the three programming constructs. Every program you will ever write is built from just three building blocks: sequence, selection, and iteration. Think of these as your programming toolkit. Sequence is simply running instructions one after another, in order from top to bottom. No decisions, no loops, just step one, step two, step three. Simple, but foundational. Selection is where your program makes decisions. In Python, this means if, elif, and else statements. The program evaluates a condition, is it true or false, and then follows the appropriate branch. For example, if a user enters a score above 70, print pass. Otherwise, print fail. That's selection in action. Iteration is repetition, making the computer do something over and over again. In Python, you have two main loop types. The for loop, which repeats a fixed number of times, great when you know exactly how many iterations you need. And the while loop, which keeps going as long as a condition remains true. Perfect for input validation, where you keep asking the user until they give you a valid answer. Next, let's talk about data types. You need to know four key ones: integers, whole numbers, like 42, floats, decimal numbers, like 3.14, strings, text, always in quotes, like hello, and booleans, just true or false. The examiner loves to test whether you know when to use int to convert a string input into a number. If you forget that conversion, your arithmetic won't work, and that's a very common mistake. Now, data structures. You need to know about lists, which Python uses instead of traditional arrays. A list stores multiple values in one variable. For example, scores equals a list containing 45, 62, 78, and 91. You can access individual items using their index, starting from 0. So scores index 0 gives you 45. You can also loop through a list using a for loop, which is incredibly useful.